Earth. That small beeping sphere was more than a scientific triumph. It was a wake-up call that sent shivers through Washington. If Russia could put a satellite in space, what stopped them from sending nuclear weapons across continents? The United States suddenly looked slow, unprepared, and vulnerable. American newspapers screamed headlines about falling behind. Families tuned their radios and heard Sputnik's eerie signal. The world knew. The Soviets had taken the lead. For America, this wasn't just about rockets, it was about credibility. If democracy couldn't match communism in space, how could it claim to be the dominant system on Earth? The political and military stakes. The race to space became a race for dominance. Whoever controlled space could control communications, intelligence, and even weapons placement. It wasn't just prestige, it was national security. Generals, politicians, and spies all agreed America could not afford to lose the high ground. Billions of dollars began pouring into research. NASA was born in 1958, and overnight space became America's number one frontier. The truth is, the moon landing was never only about exploration. It was about proving capitalism's superiority. It was a global message carved in the heavens. Our system works. Theirs does not. Kennedy's challenge. By 1961, the Soviets were still ahead. Yuri Gagarin, a Russian pilot, became the first human in space. Another devastating blow. America had to respond. President John F. Kennedy stepped up with one of the boldest promises in political history. "We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard." It was more than a speech. It was a declaration of war, not with bullets and bombs, but with science, spectacle, and technology. Kennedy knew the United States had less than 10 years to pull off the impossible, and impossible was exactly what it looked like in 1961. The birth of a myth. From that moment, the moon became more than a goal. It became a measuring stick for America's greatness. Succeed, and the nation would secure its dominance for generations. Fail, and the world might turn toward communism. The stakes were so high that the line between truth and propaganda blurred. Was the United States chasing exploration, or building an illusion it couldn't afford to lose? That is where the seeds of doubt were planted, seeds that grew into the questions we ask today. Could America really go from struggling rocket tests to landing men on the moon in less than a decade? Or was the need to win so great that the story had to be created, no matter the cost? In the chapters ahead, we will dig into the cracks of the official narrative, but first, we must understand this. The moon landing was not born in a lab, or in a rocket, or even in a dream. It was born in a fight between two empires, desperate to convince the world they alone held the future. Chapter 2. Technology of the 1960s. When we talk about the 1960s, we often picture a world of black and white televisions, rotary telephones, and cars that guzzled gasoline like there was no tomorrow. The space age was dawning, but the technology of the average American household was primitive compared to what sits in your pocket today. This was the world in which NASA promised not only to put a man on the moon, but to bring him safely back to Earth, all within a single decade. The promise sounded bold, visionary, and impossible all at once. John F. Kennedy's 1961 declaration, "We choose to go to the moon," was more than political rhetoric. It was a challenge to a nation and its scientists. But here lies the first major question we must ask. Did the technology of the 1960s actually make a moon landing feasible? Rockets, titans of the era. The Saturn V rocket was the largest, most powerful rocket ever built. Standing 363 feet tall, it produced 7.5 million pounds of thrust at launch. On paper, the Saturn V could escape Earth's gravity. NASA's official story is that it performed flawlessly, sending astronauts to the moon six times between 1969 and 1972. But let's step back. Rockets in the 1960s were far from reliable. The United States had suffered repeated and very public